It's time for The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Friday, April 19th, 2019. We have 22 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast, overall, we have a cold front dropping into our area early today, and that's going to bring us some gusty northwesterly winds tonight into Saturday. Overall, the marine weather forecast is for west winds, 5 to 10 knots, gusting to 15 knots, becoming northwest 10 to 15 knots with gusts to 20 in the afternoon. Wind waves from the northwest, 2 feet high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 7 feet at 12 seconds, and we have a chance of rain in the forecast. And today we're going to talk about the largest ships in the world. And how do you tell what is the largest ship? Well, it kind of depends on how you look at it, but there are some pretty darn big ships out there. We're going to be talking about them in just a few minutes. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. We have 3 inbounders. We have 12 in the Astoria and Rice Island anchorages off Astoria. And we have 7 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Let's take a look at our first ship. We have our first arrival in the river is the Mount Seymour. She's arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia, headed for Longview's anchorage. She'll be going to the port of Longview to pick up a cargo of pet coke, and she will pass Astoria maybe around 4:30 a.m. she went by, and by 8 a.m. she would have been in Longview. Next inbound is the Lindsay Lou. She's arriving from China, headed for the Astoria anchorage, but she'll be heading upriver to pick up wheat eventually. She'll arrive in Astoria's anchorage around 8:30 a.m. today. The Green Bay is arriving from Vancouver, British Columbia. She's headed for Vancouver, Washington. She's a car carrier and a frequent visitor to our waters. She has Subarus on board, and she will pass Astoria around 3:30 p.m. and arrive in Vancouver around 9:30 p.m. So car carriers have a very characteristic look. They have very, very high sides. They're big and blocky. They look like a big floating barn, which is kind of what they are. They're like a big floating parking garage with lots of different levels, decks inside to hold cars and trucks and other kinds of vehicles, and they're very carefully lashed in, and those lashings are generally checked at sea every day to make sure that nothing has come loose. And so the cars can stay in one place as the ship kind of rocks and rolls in the swells and arrive safely at their destinations. And in the Astoria anchorage, we have the Belle Ocean. She is headed from the anchorage to Kalama to pick up wheat. She'll be leaving about 8 a.m. and arriving in Kalama by about 1 p.m. The Ogna, she's been sitting out there in the anchorage now for, I feel like I've been saying her name a lot, so a few days. She's headed for Longview today to pick up wheat, leaving around 2 p.m. and arriving in Longview around 5:30 p.m. The Lindsay Lou, an arrival this morning, will be heading up to Vancouver to anchor again. She'll be picking up wheat, and she'll be leaving around 7 p.m. and arriving in Vancouver around 1 a.m. on Saturday morning. Well, let's talk about the world's largest ships. And ships are getting larger all the time. I remember I had a conversation with a mariner on a pilot boat years ago when the shipping channel here was being deepened to 43 feet. And that was kind of a big deal. And this one particular person cynically said to me, well, you know, they're always making ships bigger, so sooner or later that won't be big enough either. But if you look at the shipping industry, they're always trying to, it's called economies of scale. They're always trying to get the most out of the possibilities in a ship. And so that means making them as big as you can make them. Sometimes it gets a little bit out of hand, and a ship is so big that it can't really operate. And that was the case of what was probably still, even though there are some larger ones, the largest ship ever built. And she was known by a number of names, but one of the names she was known most readily by was she was called the Knock Nevis. And she was probably still the biggest ship in terms of volume of cargo that she could carry of any vessel ever built. And so there are different ways to assess the size of a ship. For those of us laymen and women who are not in the maritime industry, we tend to look at a ship and say, how long is it? How wide is it? That's our gauge of how big it is. But in the maritime industry, there is a term called dead weight tonnage, which is a measure of the volume that a ship can carry. And So that is generally how big a ship is if you're a mariner. And so this ship, the Knock Nevis, she was over 1,500 feet long, which is considerable right there. But she was also recorded as having 418,611 deadweight tons of capacity. She is known as an ultra-large crude oil carrier. Now, just to give you some perspective about the biggest cargo ship in terms of a dry bulk carrier that comes into the Columbia, is maybe an 80,000-ton bulk carrier. And those ships are pretty big. I've run alongside vessels like that in a pilot boat, and they are massive. So the Nakhnevis was so big that she wasn't even really able to function as a ship. She had terrible vibration problems when she was going in reverse, and she was just too darn big to take anywhere. She was really deep. I think she had something like 84-foot draft compared to 43-foot possible here, so she even could never have come into the Columbia River. And so this was just an absolutely gigantic ship that finally she's been scrapped in recent years, but her last assignment was essentially as a big floating warehouse for crude oil. Someone bought her, anchored her somewhere, and just filled her up with crude oil and used her as storage because she was just really too big to function. But some newer ships that are very, very big. And this one, and so what gave me the idea of doing this on the ship report was that I was reading a maritime industry magazine publication and found what is considered to be the largest ship now in existence now. And it's not a cargo ship. It's like a very, very, very large work boat. It looks like a giant barge. So it's very wide and flat, but it's essentially a work boat, a work ship. It's used to install equipment on the ocean floor, and it works in Europe, installing things like pipelines and things on the ocean floor. But it's 1,253 feet long by 407 feet, so long but very wide, and can carry a crew of 570 people. So that currently is the biggest vessel afloat. But there are other ships that are very large also, and I want to talk about a couple of them. Currently, the largest cruise ship in the world, the ship that some of us might be on, is something called the Symphony of the Seas, and she is 1,188 feet long with 18 total decks. She's the height of the Leaning Tower of Pisa, and she can carry 5,500 passengers. The cruise ships that come into the Columbia generally carry maybe 4,000 passengers. So she is just really, really, really big, and her dead weight capacity is 228,000 dead weight tons. But she's just gigantic and probably would never come into the Columbia River, possibly because of her size. Now, the largest container ship, that's another kind of ship that tends to be very large, as large as possible, because cargo, the more cargo you can carry, the more money you can make, and that's a big factor in the maritime industry, because what their job is to move stuff around the world. So currently what is considered to be the largest container ship is a ship called the OOCL Hong Kong, 197,317 deadweight tons. She's 1,312 feet long and 192 feet wide. And she can carry 21,000 20-foot containers. So the ships that come into the Columbia, when we used to have container ships regularly, could carry about 5,000, 6,000 containers. So it gives you an idea of the scale of this kind of ship. Now, what are our limitations here on the Columbia? Well, I mentioned one of them earlier, depth, 43 feet. Any ship that has deeper than that really can't come in here. And then there's also, we have some fixed bridges on the Columbia, like the bridge at Longview, where if you're too taller than that bridge can handle, you just can't come in here. So those are limitations that waterways around the world impose upon ships, and some ships just can't go. Say the Nakhnevis could never have gone through the Panama Canal or the Suez Canal. It was just too darn big. So its uses in the world were restricted in some way by its gigantic size. You've been listening to The Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.